Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Tim from Auburn is. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And Tim, by chance, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get the cheat sheet?
I wasn't. I wanted to win fair and square.
Yeah. Oh, my man. I see how it is.
I respect that.
Tim, then let's give a little shout out to the high school that you went to for this education you are relying so heavily on.
Auburn High School.
All these Auburn kids this morning calling up.
What's their mascot again?
Well, that was Auburn Riverside.
Right, okay.
What is your mascot, Tim?
The Trojans.
The Trojans. Nice.
Were you part of the Magnum Society?
Oh, geez. Bye, Steve. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Tim?
I'm ready.
According to the nursery rhyme, how many blind mice were there?
3.
Correct. Which Bruce Willis action movie takes place on Christmas Eve?
Die Hard.
Yes. What gas is exhaled by humans?
Carbon monoxide?
No.
Carbon dioxide?
Yes. What legendary director shot the video for Michael Jackson's Bad?
Pass.
What sensory organ do starfish have at the end of each arm?
Heart?
No.
Pass.
In what sport will you find a pommel horse?
Pass.
What Scandinavian country is the band Ghost from?
Sweden?
Yes. Arithmophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
In what decade was Toys R Us founded?
50s, 60s, 70s?
No, no, no. What is another term for a human's third molar?
Wisdom tooth?
Yes. What legendary director shot the video for Michael Jackson's Bad? Tim, we got 5 on the board. Not, no, it was not him. But I would love to see that. Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Go Clippers.
Go Clippers. Thank you.
What was the name of your high school again?
Zavarian.
Zavarian.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
According to the nursery rhyme, how many blind mice were there?
There were three.
There were. Which Bruce Willis action movie takes place on Christmas Eve?
Not a Christmas movie, but it's Die Hard.
Yes, it is. What gas is exhaled by humans?
Methane.
No.
Sometimes. Carbon dioxide?
Yes. What legendary director shot the video for Michael Jackson's Bad?
Steven Spielberg?
No.
Michael Bay?
No.
Quentin Tarantino?
No. What sensory organ do starfish have at the end of each arm?
Tongue.
No.
Nose.
No.
Smell.
No. In what sport will you find a pommel horse?
Eyes. They have sight.
They do. They have an eye.
And it's gymnastics.
It is. What Scandinavian country is the band Ghost from?
Scandinavia.
No.
They're Swedish.
They are.
Sweden.
Arithmophobia is the fear of what?
Arithmetic? Math?
Yeah. In what decade was Toys R Us founded?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s?
No.
Damn it.
Steve Miggs, you
60s?
Got... It was the 80s.
Oh, damn.
Steve Miggs, you got 6 correct, and that is a win.
Nice.
6-5. Sorry, Tim from Auburn.
Oh, next time.
Next
That's
time.
Right.
The Clippers beat the Trojans.
The legendary director who shot the video for Michael Jackson's Bad, Martin Scorsese.
No.
Yes. Isn't
really?
That crazy? And you did eventually find out that starfish do have an eye at the end of each arm. It doesn't actually like see the way our eyes do, but it can sense light and dark.
Okay, yeah, because the tongue would be strange if they open up like their arms and it's like, ah.
One that you did not get to that our friend Tim did get correct. Another term for a human's third molar.
Wisdom teeth.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at you. Did you have your wisdom teeth or did you get them pulled?
I'm not sure. No, I still have them.
Yeah. Oh, my. You must have a large mouth.
Look at it. Just look at it. The Daily Mix Show.
Next weekend, Bike MS returns to the beautiful Skagit County Fairgrounds. We will be riding for 2 days, September 6th and 7th, raising money for the National MS Society. You can join the KISW team at KISW.com or head over there and make a donation to support the cause. We would appreciate it. Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland of The Police are suing their former bandmate, Sting.
Sting.
The Police have had nothing but drama forever and ever and ever.
That is a band that, it's like they had like a short period of time of being a band. They put out some great records, great songs, but they just could not get along.
Apparently, Andy and Stuart say they never got their co-writing royalties for the song Every Breath You Take, and now they want that share of the royalties.
This song came out like in the 80s.
Yes.
1983. And they're suing them now in 2025. Did they just realize they haven't gotten a dime for this?
Maybe they're running
like
out of money.
Do you think they are?
I don't know. I mean, and then let's say hypothetically, they win this lawsuit. Does it go retroactive?
I would hope. I mean, because, I mean, you missed out on a lot of cash because that song was everywhere for a while.
I mean, I feel like it's still everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, more so, I would say in the 80s, even in the 90s.
Like, oh, definitely.
I would think there's probably a pretty penny waiting to. But also, I still can't. If I'm them, I'd be more mad at my manager, my
yes.
agent, anybody else in my life that's like, wait a second. I never received a dime for this song. This song is like one of our biggest hits.
Fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because like they're not the only band that has sued each other, and I did come across a bunch of other like messy lawsuits involving bands. I want to put you guys to the test.
All right.
So it's not really a name to the game, but basically, who was doing the suing?
Who was doing the suing?
I found some iconic cases in the world of rock music, and I think you'll be able to figure out the band. But I want to know if you can figure out like who was doing the suing.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. So this one. You know the band, right?
It's Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Who do you think was doing the suing?
I'm going to guess David Gilmour was doing the suing.
I mean, it was a 50-50 chance. It was either David Gilmour
or Roger Waters.
But at one point, it was Roger Waters that sued David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and the other members to basically say, hey, look, dissolve the band, stop using the name. What do you think happened? Well, obviously, they continued to use the names. I can't.
It didn't work.
They settled out of court, so they were able to figure out, like, hey, we'll pay you some good money so that you could let us keep the name.
Crazy.
All right, let's see with this one.
Do GNR.
GNR, who was doing the suing?
I mean, it's got to be Axel, I feel like. He's just the big baby of the group.
So you thought Axel was doing the suing. Yeah. What about you, Danny?
I'll go with Slash. I feel like Slash was suing Axel for something.
Very close. It was Slash and also Duff McKagan.
Mm.
They sued Axl Rose back in the 2000s over control of the name, the trademarks, and the song licensing rights. I guess because he was like blocking the band from using it for like soundtracks and things along those lines. They eventually settled and Axl retained the rights to the name of the band for a while he was touring with a bunch of hired hands. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this one you'll be able to figure out the band, of course.
Queensryche.
Queensryche, who was doing the suing?
I gotta say, I'm gonna say Jeff Tate.
You are absolutely right. I didn't even bother to ask Danny. I don't even think he knew that was Queensryche.
I was gonna say the queens were suing each other. I don't know.
All the queens.
So he was kicked out back in 2012 out of the band, and then he ended up suing the band over the right to use the name because at one point there were two Queensryches. Oh. You were either getting the Jeff Tate Queensryche or everybody but Jeff Tate's Queensryche with Scott on vocals.
Yeah.
Well, then eventually he did win the lawsuit, he won the lawsuit because he was able to keep the name Queensryche.
Wild.
Should we do another one?
Yes.
All right. How about this one? Who's doing the suing?
Jamaica. Okay, so we got Beach Boys.
You got the Beach Boys. Arguably the worst song they ever put out.
What?
Oh, come on. Minus the fact that John Stamos is in this song. This song sucks.
Honestly, this is like one of the only Beach Boys songs I know other ones, but this is the one that like I relate to the Beach Boys.
I mean,
so who was doing the suing?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Brian Wilson.
See, I was thinking the whole band was suing Mike Love.
Mike Love was doing the suing. He was suing Brian Wilson and Al Jardine, who was also a member of the Beach Boys, because he wanted to have ownership of the band.
Oh.
Didn't work because they were doing like, again, one of those situations kind of like with Queensryche where like members were touring and trying to use the band
sure.
name. Other members were touring trying to use the band name.
Oh boy. Drama, drama, drama.
All right, one more.
I was going to say, we were all wrong with that when it was actually Uncle Jesse suing the Beach
yes.
Boys.
Yeah, right. For being a part of the world's worst Beach Boys song. All right, one more. Who's doing the suing?
The Doors.
This is the Doors.
I'll say it was their keyboard player, Ray Manzarek.
Who the hell was the singer?
The Lizard King, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison was not involved in the lawsuit because he wasn't alive. Ray Manzarek was involved in the lawsuit, but he was being sued by their drummer, John Densmore.
Oh.
He sued Robbie Krieger and Ray Manzarek because they were touring as the Doors of the 21st century without him. And he felt like that was just wrong, and he wanted... We wanted a payout.
Steve Miggs, aren't you so glad that Peter Parker didn't like continue on and reach this level? I mean, think of all of the legal battles you could have had on your plate.
But that would have also meant that we made a lot of money at some point. So I would have been all about it. If it meant we had success, sue me.
Yes.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Will Smith finds himself at the center of another controversy, but this one involves AI-generated crowd shots.
This is so great.
The internet is losing it. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, he is on a European tour right now, and he put together this hype video that has already sparked some controversy. And the reason for that is that fans noticed that it appears to be AI generated.
And you didn't need to be like, you know, a private investigator to figure this out. You watch this video and some of the stuff is just so obvious.
I mean, I know the AI, a lot of times it's the fingers that give it away, but there's also like some warped faces and tattoos that move.
There's one guy whose head is moving from his neck as, and I'm just like, what is going on here, Will?
This is some of the audio from this kerfuffle.
Dry your eyes and then you'll find a way.
And in this video, he's like high-fiving all the fans, but then like they have an over-the-shoulder shot where all these fans are out there. And I have enough here in this. But, and there's like shots of people crying, and I'm like, I forgot about Will Smith and just him being a musician in general, but I don't remember the Fresh Prince ever writing a song that like, you know, brought you to tears.
Oh, you didn't cry when you listened to Gettin' Jiggy with it?
Apparently not. No, I guess I wasn't paying attention to the lyrics.
The clip also said this: my favorite part of tour is seeing you all up close. And so now they don't really know what all is going on behind the scenes, but it's a mess.
And many, seeing all of you robots up close.
So now everybody is voicing their opinions on this online. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
We found a few of these comments making fun of Will Smith using AI to make a tour video. And we figured, who better to read these comments than
Will Smith?
You know it. So Robot Will Smith is reading these comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yes.
And do yourself a favor and go find this video. It's all over the internet and it's just so cheesy.
Aye, aye, aye.
But it also does illustrate just how impressive artificial intelligence has already gotten.
Yeah.
Because some of it looks pretty realistic, but then other times you got like a guy with 15 fingers.
No.
What gave it away for me? There is no way people are that emotional watching Will Smith. No freaking way. He doesn't have anything to move people like that. Jazzy Jeff, on the other hand.
That's a very good point. DJ, when he was working with DJ Jazzy Jeff, they were writing some songs that really hit you in the feels.
Oh, yeah.
He's absolutely right. Like, Will Smith wasn't known for tugging on your heartstrings. He just wrote fun songs.
Yes.
The cancer survivor is the cherry on the cake.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. I don't know if you watched the video.
No.
There's a shot of a woman holding, like, a sign, like, I beat cancer, and thanks to your music for getting me through it. And it's so obvious that it's AI. And I'm like, dude, That's
yucky.
Right. Pull the plug on, like, the heartfelt cancer. Even if it was real, like, it just was like a weird pat-myself-on-the-shoulder moment. Like, we can live without that, Will Smith.
People crying to a Will Smith song is hilarious to me.
Okay, yeah. And also, though, in all fairness, I don't know how much he had this in the creation of this video.
I mean, he should have been involved in the approval.
You think he cares? Honestly, you think he just wants to sell tickets? He probably saw the video. I don't even know if he looked at it hard enough to realize it was AI or not. Maybe I'm underthinking it. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm sure there's like a team of people who made this video. And he's like, cool, put it out there.
I mean, I feel like the older you get, the more likely you are to be fooled by AI. And how old is Will now? I mean, he's got to be up there.
He's got to be at least 60.
You think?
Right?
Probably.
I don't know. I'm trying to like gauge it for when I watched like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and how young I was.
Not 60.
55.
Ooh, so close. 56.
Okay.
He's getting up there.
He's your husband's age.
He is my husband's age.
And he falls for AI all the time.
Oh, yes, he does.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, more like the Fresh Prince of AI.
Yeah, a little bit.
All of our goats are turning lame.
Yes. At some point, your heroes will eventually grow old enough to be lame.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
People crying to a Will Smith song, and this was the song, Getting Jiggy With It.
Right.
Na, 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 na.
Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles already. Getting jiggy with it.
This music video was pretty fire back in the day.
There was a time where, like, he was just putting out hit after hit after hit.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the other one?
Miami.
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West. Summertime.
The song was good. The movie, awful.
Oh, the movie was so bad.
There's a guy with 12 fingers in that crowd.
Yes, there is. It's great. And it's like the hand's like waving. Like, not like waving, like waving high, but like the hand is moving like the sea.
I mean, did they even attempt to get actual footage?
I think so. Unless they used AI Will Smith, like slapping the hands of fans, I got to imagine there were a lot of comments from people being like, I dare anybody that was in this crowd to actually comment on this and tell us that this is true. And there are some people jokingly saying they were there, but it's obvious that they weren't. Got one more comment?
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air. More like the fresh cringe of despair.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you ever miss something from our show that you absolutely want to experience for yourself, maybe it's Beat Migs, maybe an interview that we've done.
Maybe it's a story about how Taryn picked up a hitchhiker and he called in this morning.
That happened. You can check out the Daily Migs Daily Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast or on the Odyssey app. We know that you're up and at 'em and probably getting ready to go out the door. It's nice to have some tidbits of information with you as you embark on your day. So we're going to break everything down and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
As a Mariners fan, I know we keep saying that this is our year, but it is certainly Cal Raleigh's year. He continues to make history.
I got to pull the trigger and buy a Cal Raleigh jersey.
I think you'd be making a very good financial decision right? for you and your family, Steve.
Absolutely. I think my child would look up to me if I did something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And of course, the one that says Big Dumper on the back, not Raleigh.
Oh, yes. Duh. Yes. Well, we won the Vetter Cup. We beat the Padres last night 9-6, which is also a very nice score. Also, he's just the second player in Mariners franchise history alongside Ken Griffey Jr. to hit 50 or more home runs in a season.
I mean, I think
Griffey
a lot
did... Griffey did 56 two times, right?
Yes, I believe you're right. And that says a lot for Cal Raleigh and probably doesn't say a lot for the Mariners in the history that we've had with home run hitters.
So we have 30 games left on the season, and now they're saying Big Dumper is on pace for 61 homers. He will continue to chase Mickey Mantle's switch hitter record of 54 and Aaron Judge's AL record of 62.
You guys want to place a gentleman's wager?
Sure.
How many home runs do you think he's going to finish the season with?
69.
Oh, Danny.
That's what I was thinking too.
If he does that,
Big Dumper 69.
Will you get a Big Dumper tattoo?
Big Dumper, like on a jersey font. And then instead of number, was he 29?
29.
Get 69.
Oh my gosh.
I think that should just be your whole back tattoo, Steve.
Dude, my buddy Guillermo, he's got a Mariners jersey that says Big Homie on the back, and it's number 69. And every time I see it, it just brings a great smile to my face. I'm going, actually, 69 is funny. I bet 65.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 63.
All right, so I got 65. Danny, are you sticking with 69?
Yep.
All right. So that...
as of today, which
keep the faith, boys.
The quest for 69. Speaking of baseball, I don't know if you saw this interview with the Miami Marlins player, but the interview went so weird that the reporter actually said, "I am scared of you." Oh. So here's the backstory behind it. The Marlins beat the Blue Jays on Sunday 5-3 to avoid being swept at home. Their relief pitcher, Tyler Phillips, he finished the ninth inning with a perfect ninth inning. Three quick outs. The ball didn't even leave the infield. So that was great. And so after the game, the reporter, his name is Steven Strom, he decided to interview Tyler. And dude, Tyler is like the poster boy for intensity. Listen to this guy talking. I don't know if he was effing with the dude. It's kind of hard to tell because you watch the video and it doesn't look like there's any kind of tongue-in-cheek vibe from him. I just think this dude's intense.
Oof. All right, Jack, thank you very much. Tyler, you threw 32 pitches yesterday. When did you know you were going in tonight?
When they called down.
And you were ready to go?
Yeah. I'm ready. They call down. I'm pissed off. I'm ready to go.
Sky first one.
Understood.
This sounds like a character from, like, you know, Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Why do you get so pissed off?
I don't like hitters.
How did you get through that nine?
Throw the ball over the plate.
I got nothing with this guy. Sir, are you pissed off at me as well as the hitters?
How long does it take you to cool down after a win?
I never cool down.
And the slapping, what was the level of slapping?
Okay, so they show footage of him as he's coming out of the bullpen and he's smacking his face like super hard. Like he's like part of that power slap competition.
Oh boy.
And the slapping, what was the level of slapping when you came on?
Pretty hard, my face is hot. Yeah.
What has this organization helped you unlock for your career this year?
I think just be yourself. Go out there, do what's you. When you play for each other, have some fun with it. That's what you got to do.
Have some fun with it.
He sounds like he's having a lot of fun.
Is that what you call having? I'm not here to king shame.
Great win. You're scaring me. Go to the clubhouse. Thank you very much.
I love that guy.
Very intense.
I hate hitters.
Harrison Ford revealed a wild story on NPR's Wild Card podcast that he asked Jay Leno for a very interesting favor, having him 3D print a toilet seat for his home in Wyoming.
Okay.
The seat that was needed for Ford's project had been discontinued and was literally impossible to find. So Jay Leno took on the project and Harrison Ford plans to use it in his office bathroom. Jay Leno is calling you right now?
About my toilet seat.
He also hates hitters.
What?
Yeah, Jay's printing a 3D printed toilet seat for me.
What is even happening right now? Why is he printing a toilet seat for you?
Because I asked him.
Okay.
I guess he saw that Jay Leno had a 3D printer, and when he was talking to plumbers and other people and like home restoration people, and like, yeah, I don't know how fancy this toilet was, but they're like, your best bet is to have somebody 3D print a new seat to make it work for that toilet bowl.
That is so random.
And they're not like buddies. That's the funny part. Like apparently like, they know each other. They're acquaintances. But he's just like, hey, Jay, I saw that you have a 3D printer. Can you 3D print this?
Would he slide into his DMs about it?
Maybe. I want a 3D printer. And I know I don't need it. And I would just make stupid stuff with it. But I want a 3D printer.
How much do they cost? And should we invest in one?
I think you could get one, like probably a beginner set for like a couple $100.
Okay.
Do it.
I'll invest.
We could just print some of the dumbest stuff, like toilet seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you have the brain needed to beat Steve Migs? His record is 274 wins, 86 losses, 73 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you think that you can beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.